mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Network, and this morning we'd hope to have David McGowan with us, and hopefully he'll be calling in here before long. But, you know, when I first started doing talk radio, this is about 1994, this couple kept calling my program, telling me about the false memory syndrome. And the false memory syndrome was supposedly these children who thought that they had been sexually molested and involved with satanic ritual, you know, and they had these memories of this, and some of them were actually suing their parents. Well, these people claimed that they'd been sued by their daughter, who had had severe emotional problems and had falsely believed that they had sexually molested her, and that this was happening all across the country, the false memory. In fact, this was so prevalent at the time that there was an organization that had chapters all across America, the False Memory Syndrome Organization. And they had videos out and of course, programs, interviews with the family members whose lives had been destroyed because their children had brought these suits against them and had claimed that they'd I've been molested, but of course there was no truth to it at all. And of course, as I watched the videos and heard the impassionate, conversations interviews with parents who were just so hurt that their children had brought the false charges against them, and the families were ruptured, and then there were suits brought against the psychiatrist many times who'd uncovered the false memories or even encouraged the children to sue their parents, and it was just sort of a foolish thing. Why would a child sue their parents for sexual molestation, put it behind you, get away from them, but why bring a lawsuit? And then, and that part of it didn't make sense. Why were the children being advised to sue their parents? And then we began to look at who had organized the False Memory Syndrome Organization. And one of the leaders of it was a man named Dr. Jocelyn West, certainly one of the most famous of the CIA MK Ultra doctors, a man who was involved in everything bad, was involved in programming people to kill, was actually a frequent visitor to a man named Timothy McVeigh. And we have this from several sources, people who knew Tim or were in contact with him on a regular basis when he was in prison. And there was Jocelyn West, Dr. Jolly West. So, obviously, what the false memory syndrome was simply a situation that they had set up to cover for the fact that children were being satanically ritually abused, were being utilized in these satanic crimes. But you had to neutralize that, and so you said it was all a lie. And it sort of reminds me of a magazine called The Skeptical Inquirer, its purpose was to show you that there was nothing supernatural going on. Supernatural events just didn't occur. And of course, I remember I subscribed to the magazine for a while, and they explained that there's one of the fellows went around and he would bend spoons, he could bend a spoon, but they explained that it was all a fraud. He would rub the spoon with his fingers and get it real hot, and then that he could bend the metal. That's how he was able to bend the spoon up on the stage. And well, that sort of sounded logical, but if you stop and think of it, how long do you have to rub a spoon before the metal gets so hot that it's malleable? But then they were so certain there was nothing there supernatural. everything was to debunk the supernatural. Well, of course, I know the supernatural is real. I mean, that's how certainly Ouija boards work. That's how children are able to levitate tables. There is another dimension. There really are demonic spirits. And yet the entire purpose of the Skeptical Inquirer magazine was to debunk the idea that any of the people who were involved with the occult really had supernatural power. And it took me a long time before I finally realized, of course, it was there for one purpose. And that was to alter our reality so we wouldn't believe in the supernatural. We would not believe that people can actually bend spoons. And what brought this to mind was I was back visiting my friend Joyce Riley, who's a talk show host. And incidentally, you can listen to our program along with Joyce 24 hours a day on Telstar 5 or on Global Star. You know, you just dial in Global Star, and you can hear her programs and mine as well there 24 hours a day. But what was so fascinating when I was visiting her, she told me about this general, and I won't mention his name here, but it may well be known to many of you, a major general who'd been involved in the military with the movement to go into the supernatural and how they would begin to use the other dimension militarily in military operations. And she showed me a spoon that he'd bent. And it wasn't simply he'd taken a spoon and bent the handle. He had made two circles out of the handle. It was the most amazing thing you've ever seen. And when he heard that, there was just no way I could even budge that. I couldn't even get it to flex a little bit. I mean, that was, and obviously, he had called on the other dimension. And in fact, I just found something up on my internet just within the last 48 hours where this major general is part of a group that has, you know, a whole program, a specific company that deals now with the supernatural now that he's retired from the military. But of course, part of this group that has a lot of it, the patents, and they're actually utilizing this to develop these supernatural techniques that are used militarily on the public. And there really are the ability to influence people's minds, to create Manchurian candidates. It's sort of like the story of Saran Saran, who, you remember, he's the man who killed the president's brother, Bobby Kennedy. He was standing in front of him and fired, and Chris Saran says he doesn't remember anything that happened. He remembers something that happened many hours beforehand, and the next thing he knows, he's being arrested. You know, he has a gun in his hand. The trouble was that the bullet that Bobby Kennedy from behind. So, once again, they simply eliminate another prominent figure in American life. The American people don't know.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Interviewed William H. Kennedy and his book on satanic crimes several times, and we're going to put together a four-tape set with my interviews with William H. Kennedy. And then we did a fascinating two-hour interview with David McGowan, and we want to make this into a four-tape set along with William H. Kennedy, because David McGowan has written a fascinating book called Programmed to Kill, and gone into, of course, the CIA programs, and of course these overlap the satanic crimes. I mean, all of these things fit in together, because certainly many times the CIA will actually use people involved in Satanism. There's an organized effort to cover up for the existence of the satanic covens here in the United States by the FBI and the CIA. In fact, we have a gentleman who works for the FBI, and his whole purpose is to go around the country talking to police forces, insisting there is no satanic crimes. There are no satanic groups. And, of course, it's all a cover for what the FBI very well knows. Just as they said for many years, there was no Mafia, there was no Casa Nostra, there was no central activity of the mob. And of course, J. Edgar Hoover, who was a 33rd degree Mason, covered for the mob for many years. And one reason he hated the Kennedys is because Bobby Kennedy actually exposed the Mafia, held congressional hearings on the Mafia, which forced J. Edgar Hoover to then go after the Mafia. But today, of course, even though the many of the people working for the Mafia are being actively protected by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the story of Whitey Bulger, we don't carry the book anymore. I think it's out of print, but I think it was called Desperate Deception, something of the sort. It was the story of Whitey Bulger, who killed and tortured to death over 20 people while he was being protected by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and then was allowed to escape. And even though he's one of the 20, the 10 most wanted men in the country, why, aw shucks, they just can't find him. And Whitey Bulger, after committing these atrocious crimes, and always being covered by the FBI. I mean, the FBI was always let him know what the police were investigating him, and they even let him know that the local police, would be going after murderers and torturers, and the FBI, of course, would be protecting the murderer and torturer. And this is the incredible story of so much of what goes on. And it's all done in the name of, we want to have people within the mob who keep us appraised of what's going on. And then, of course, occasionally they do go after major mob figures and put them away. But it's so difficult for people to believe that this sort of thing could really go on, that there could be a relationship between our Central Intelligence Agency and the Mafia. Well, we actually carry the book Double Cross. This is still in print, and it's a very important book. It's written by the brother of the head of the Mafia about the liaison between the CIA and their drug smuggling and the Mafia. That's Double Cross. It's available through Radio Liberty, or part of our intelligence special. You need to know these things go on. The major purveyor of heroin in the world today and cocaine is our own Central Intelligence Agency. And not that most of the people there know anything about it. Just a very small, very evil part of this because of Vidyar. Wicked and evil people. There really is organized evil within our society today. And there are people who worship a different God. There is a spiritual dimension to what's going on today. There are secret societies. There are people who worship Lucifer. And many of them are at the highest levels of the music industry. And if you haven't seen the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll. You need to see it, especially the 10-hour version. But they're also working within our government, within our CIA, within our FBI. A very small component, but they are there. Well, anyway, let's get back to David McGowan's book, and hopefully we can get him on. Hopefully they're calling him. But David wrote a book called Programmed to Kill, which we will have available. We've ordered, and it really goes into the background of so many of these international satanic crime rings. And it talks about one of the major murderers, a man who is admitted to committing over I think it was at least 30 crimes and murders and tortures. I think his name was Lacey, and he was actually scheduled to be executed in Texas. And for some strange reason, even though Texas has capital punishment laws and major criminals there are executed when they're mass murderers, this one murderer who'd admitted it, I think it was 30 to 60 murders, certainly one of the greatest murderers of modern times, was pardoned by the governor there. Now, there was a woman there who had committed a heinous crime, had become a Christian, and was a model prisoner, and had given her life to the Lord. And when she came out to be executed, it was the first woman who was going to be executed in Texas for a long time, there was a tremendous outcry, and many good people and ministers had met the woman and believed in her sincerity, had pleaded for her life, while the governor went ahead and ordered the punishment carried out as prescribed by law. But when it came to this mass murderer who had actually committed between 30 and 60 murders and had readily admitted to it and had been convicted and was condemned to death, his sentence was commuted by then Governor George W. Bush. And you had to ask yourself, why would that be? I mean, why would he commute the sentence on a man who readily admitted he'd killed and tortured to death and raped, 30 to 60 people, and yet a Christian is put to death? Well, really, that's sort of the way the book begins, and it asks a lot of very disturbing questions about what's going on in the world today. It doesn't. Then, of course, it gets into a man named Detroit, something of the sort. Mark Detroit over in Belgium, who was a pedophile and certainly was had kidnapped many girls and tortured and buried them after abusing them terribly. And then it turned out he was working with a pedophile ring, and he was the front for a group of very, very powerful and wealthy people. And this goes right into the Bilderberger Group. And, of course, all this comes out of the European literature, out of the European press, and totally suppressed here in the United States today, because you're not even supposed to hear about the Bilderbergers. It's only in the alternative radio it's ever mentioned. And I think maybe this last year, for the first time since 1953 when the Bilderbergers was first organized, there was even a casual mention of it in the New York Times. Other than that, it's been totally blacked out, the Bilderberger meetings. And yet, here over in Europe, there was a 350,000 people marching in a little country called Belgium. That's about 10% of the population. I don't think there are more than 3 or 4 million people there. And they're all wearing white. And, of course, they're demonstrating, you know, against the, this cover-up of the crimes of Marc Dutroux. And, of course, they find out that the king of Belgium and all sorts of key government officials that goes right into the Bilderbergers are involved with a ring that's killing and sacrificing and abusing children. And not a word of that in the American media. How could you do that? Well, we have freedom of the press. Freedom of the press means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to and to fire any reporter who tries to bring out the truth. And this is what's going on, and this is why these two books are so important, Satanic Crimes and Program to Kill. And oh, you'll certainly want to get the 4-tape set, which we are in the process of putting together, and I think it'll be simply called Satanic Crimes, and you can put your order in for it, and we'll get it for you whenever it is available. And you must understand that we live in a very evil and fallen and wicked world. We also have a great new tape set, and it's called The Secret Behind the Secret. We've just completed this one. It goes into, of course, the program that is being circulated throughout the country today by Rhonda Byrne called The Secret. It's sold now 2 million copies of the book, probably 1.5 to 2 million copies of the DVD, and hardly a day goes by we don't get a call from someone of our listeners whose son or friend or has really uncovered the secret, has heard about it, and of course is beginning to try to apply these techniques to their life. And basically, people are opening themselves up to demonic possession. And once the devils get hold of your mind, heaven help you. And it is really an introduction to demonic possession. And so many good people are being taken in. And why at this time in history should this be sweeping not only the United States, but the entire world? Well, because, of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, educational battlefield, and yes, even on a religious battlefield. And most of our ministers are not warning our people about the other dimension, about the spiritual dimension, about the fact that there really are people who can tap into the other dimension. Many mediums, or some mediums, really do have supernatural power, and some fortune tellers, and some diviners, and water witchers, and these are all manifestations of contacting the other dimension. And of course, with that, of course, the demonic forces that control people's minds and really are responsible for so many of the mass murderers. And, you remember Mr. Ramirez in Southern California? I think he was the Hillside Strangler. Going into court and flashing to the cameras the pentagram he'd engraved on his hand. He was a Satanist. So many of these people are involved in Satanism, whether it be the Mansons, who were part of a secret society, or the process, or affiliated with the Process Church, or the Final Judgment, or David Berkovitz, and the son of Sam Keller, eventually became a Christian, and he admitted he was associated with a group that was associated with the Process Church of the Final Judgment, a satanic group, and most of the crimes that Berkovitz was charged with, he didn't commit. He had killed one or two people, but there were, I think, 6 or 7 crimes, and the police, of course, were never allowed to get the other killers, any more than the police have been allowed to follow through on Captain Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret doctor, who was actually put in prison 25 years ago for killing his wife and children. And of course, the prosecutor and the judges knew that it was the activities of a satanic group. And rather than go after the satanic group, because you're not supposed to know the satanic groups, they put Captain Jeffrey McDonald in prison. for 25 years to cover for the activities of these satanic groups, which are here in America today. And just as the motivation behind Hitler's, you know, Third Reich was Satanism, organized Satanism, the occult, and there's no question Nazism came out of the occult, so the occult forces are alive and well in America. We're going to have to give us a call.
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
No guest, no subject, so give us a call at 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. So what's the relationship between, Sydney, the satanic crimes and some of the things that our government is doing and of course, these multiple murders, these people who commit these multiple murders? Well, have you ever heard of a fellow named Kaczynski, the Unabomber? Did you know that when he was at Harvard University, he was recruited into a CIA-sponsored study, and the whole idea was to destroy his belief in right and wrong? And there's a book written about it, and we actually interviewed the author, and we used to carry the book. I think we're out of it now, but I still have my own copy. How could you cover up the fact that Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was the victim of a CIA mind control program financed by your government at Harvard University, where first he was gotten in, he was recruited, he was paid, and they wiped out his sense of, entire sense of values, so he no longer believed in right and wrong. CIA programming at work, the Unabomber. Is it true? If it's true, how could you keep it from the American people? Why, it's very, very simply. We have freedom of the press in America. And if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. Who do we have on the line?
This is Don calling from Denver.
Hi, Don calling from Denver. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good to hear. I thought you'd find this interesting. you always talk about these secret societies.
Yes.
I have no idea how I got on this mailing list. I mean, I just got this thing in the mail the other day, and I purposely kept it for one of these programs you had like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this thing in the mail, and I have no, like I said, I don't know how they find you, but it says that we've discovered that you're very intelligent, and they've discovered all these things about me. And they said, we would like you to join this secret society.
Oh, yes, I've seen those.
You know, right. And I don't know if you've ever heard about that, but
yep.
I mean, some of the things they say in here is learn how to be even more intelligent. Learn how to control anyone, man or woman, anywhere.
Sure.
Learn to easily beat any opponent in your life in any situation. Learn how to make everyone you meet want to be your friend. And on it goes. It's like a two-page letter.
Right.
And it's like...
Well, it's very, very similar to The Secret, Wanda Burns' DVD and book, because, of course, they're going to teach you how to tap into this other dimension.
Oh, I know. I just, but,
I hope you didn't
I just
enjoy.
Thought you'd find it interesting. I mean, I've asked other people. Nobody I've known has ever got any of these things before.
Somebody sent me one, and then I got one, and through the mail. But somebody sent it to me initially, and I was fascinated by it.
So was I, but I'm gonna, I actually don't like the thing, and I just wanted to tell you about what I saw, and then I'm gonna go downstairs and run it through my shredder.
All right, fine.
But I don't know.
Yeah, you're far better, because the thing is, this whole thing is so intriguing. I mean, wouldn't you like me to have the ability to be successful in everything you do?
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. It is. It's very appealing. But the truth of the matter is, you know, like you said, you're selling your soul, and you got to wonder what the consequences are.
Well, absolutely.
You know,
and the thing is that...
How do they find people, though? I mean, how do they determine who they're going to send it to? You cannot just be doing it just by a random mailing.
I haven't the slightest idea how...
I find that very disturbing.
Believe me, they have your name. It's in a big file, you know, and they know where everybody is. In this country, they are collecting files on everybody. They have informants out there. If you have a credit card, they know what you buy. If you are doing mailings and know where you're mailing, they can listen to your cell phone even when it's turned off.
I wonder if it had to do with, because I did very, very well in college, and some of the most difficult subjects they had. I graduated with a high grade point average, and I did remember taking an IQ test when I was a kid, just a little kid. And I scored very high on it. And I've wondered if somehow those records get out to somebody.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Because I can't figure out.
They do keep your school records. And, of course, so many people who do well in college, they're the ones who will open their minds to this sort of thing, because they do not have faith in God.
Nope, you're right.
There's two approaches. One is either we can accomplish it all on our own, you know, and that's basically the idea of The Secret. Ultimately, you find out that you are God, or we are totally dependent upon God, and we should love him, and we should obey him, and we should fear him, and keep his commandments, and
yep.
That's the camp I'm in, because...
I agree with you.
I'm not smart enough, you know, to believe that I'm God, or maybe I'm too smart to believe I'm God, but really, if you study these things through, eventually you get right back to the message of the serpent in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the funny thing is, I try to live a very quiet, very, very quiet life. And I don't want to be found. I'm one of these people that tries to do the best I can not to be found.
Well, maybe you're a lot smarter than I am. Why I am out here on a limb, you know, you sort of wonder if somebody's going to come along and saw it off, but anyway, but you've got to take a stand, too. I know you want to be quiet. You don't want to draw attention to yourself. But God has put us here for a purpose.
Oh, you know, and I do my part, but I guess...
people understand the nature of this spiritual battle that's going on.
Yep.
At least anyway, that's what I'm called to do, and I hope you'll help me.
I'm doing my part.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Take
God
care.
Bless.
Goodbye.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know. I think that's fascinating, you know, but yeah, these are being sent out, and I have had other people send them to me, and then I got one myself.
Ugh. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate all you do.
God bless you.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Okay, fine. Well, here's just another example of the message from the other side. And believe me, you're seeing it all the time on television. You may not recognize it. It's in the movies. But now it's come forward and is available in both book and DVD format known as The Secret. Well, you'll certainly want to get our 4 tape set on The Secret Behind The Secret. You'll find it fascinating. And we explain to you exactly what this is all about. So we do have a new 4 tape set, The Secret Behind The Secret. And if you call our 800 number, 800-544-8927, they may not even recognize it. I don't think I've told them about it, but it is available. And then my talk on The Forbidden Secret, which I gave before I'd ever heard of Rhonda Byrne. In fact, if you see the end when the question and answer period comes up and somebody asked me if what I'm talking about is Rhonda Byrne and the law of attraction in ICT, I don't even know what you're talking about, which I didn't. Well, I do now. It's very real. It's sweeping America. It's sweeping the world. Who do we have on the line? Who's calling in? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a couple things. I saw last night that the guy that's ready to succeed Prime Minister Blair in London,
uh-huh,
that he had some sort of like male partner or something like that.
Hold just a minute here. We'll get back to you in a moment here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. And what was your name?
Brian in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Brian. Well, it's good to have you with us. Now, what were we going to talk about?
Well, I was watching the BBC last night, and there's this Lord Brown that's supposed to succeed Tony Blair, ex-CEO of BP.
Right.
And they were saying something about him having, like, a male lover or some sort of controversy over him having a male lover or something like that. And,
I don't know what it's all about, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
right.
You know, when Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, you know, left his second wife, he moved in with a gay couple, a couple of gay men, while he was waiting to marry his third wife. So, you know, this man is not necessarily the paragon of virtue.
Yeah.
But then this is prevalent all throughout even our own capital. I mean, there's this this one male sexual prostitute who spends, he spent the night at the White House, you know, dozens of times. We don't know who he's visiting, and nobody wants to find out. But
I've heard that.
Homosexuality pervades this administration, as it has the other administrations, because, of course, the forces of darkness have seized control of our government.
Yeah, and another thing, about 5 years ago now, I ordered the Secret Teachings of All the Ages by Manly P. Hall.
Yes, what did you think of that?
Well, I mean, it's just insane. I mean, I got the hardcover copy, and it's scary. I mean, it's interesting, but it's scary. But anyway, I got the same type of crap for years, telling me to join these philosophical societies and all this junk, you know. And it's just like, you know, and they say, like, oh, learn how to defeat your enemies. And it's like, there's this one book I read this one time, you know, the Bible. That pretty much describes how you need to defeat your enemies.
Amen to that. Well, you know, in this new DVD that we're offering, the Riddles in Stone, there is actually a fair amount of time that is spent at the Philosophical Research Institute in Southern California, where Mandy P. Hall lived, and Sunit wrote his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. Of course, Mandy P. Hall has gone to his just rewards, and I suspect it's very warm there. But the man who succeeded him is interviewed, and he talks very freely about this this institute, which, of course, offers doctorate degrees. They have a university there, and they're schooling people in the occult and the black arts.
Yeah, dude, and I lived in Ojai, California for a long time.
Right down there, the center of theosophy, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's rampant with that kind of stuff, you know?
Well, the thing is that for our listeners out there, I mean, it's fine for a research project. You don't want to necessarily fill your mind with this sort of thing. Some of us are called to be out there teaching about it, but and we do carry the Secret Teachings of All Ages
right.
in soft cover. We do not even list it in our catalog. My secretary says you can't list that. People will think you're actually encouraging that. So we have a few books. We have that and books by Mandy P. Hall, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. We have Wayne Peterson's book. Wayne Peterson was a high-level diplomat who worked for our government, who wrote a book. I think it's Unusual People, Unusual Times, something like that. And, of course, he has met Maitreya, the Christ, who is about to return. And, in fact, there's a whole flock of them over in Las Vegas. People from all over the world come to Las Vegas because there is about to be the emergence, of course, of the world leader, and they're waiting there just like it was in that, what was it, strange something of the third kind, it was a very, very well-known movie a few years ago, and of course all these people were drawn to the mountains because the spaceship was coming. Well, they're all over there in Las Vegas. They've been drawn there. They've all had supernatural revelations. They're waiting for the emergence of the world leader, Maitreya.
Yeah, all I have to say is, you know, if you're going to open up books like that Secret Teachings of the Ages, just be careful.
You want to be praying ahead of time that you not be, of course, drawn into this, because it's fascinating.
It is fascinating, but it's, you know, like I said, it's nothing that really you... It's nothing new. Like I said, it's the teachings of the ages, you know, or like you said, you know, it's the teachings of the ages. It's nothing new, but you just got to be careful because you can be easily persuaded by that stuff.
You're absolutely right. You better stick to God's words, something simple and straightforward, and all you have to do is obey the Lord, fear the Lord, love the Lord, and keep His commandments. That's what we're called to do. And of course, that, of course, is the only thing that's going to get us through the very difficult times that lie ahead. But I think it's important we know about these other things, but we don't dwell on them.
I agree. Amen to that. Hey, when are you guys coming, or when are you coming to Loveland?
I'm going to be there on the 9th of June, there at the theater, giving a talk, and as soon as I have the telephone number, I can probably give you the telephone number right now. I have it here. Gentlemen to call and find out if we're getting tickets, and we're hoping we're going to get a good crowd out, and we can make it worth your while to come. So,
have you heard anything on the picnics?
No, I haven't. I don't know who's going to be there at the picnic. I was there at the picnic last year, so I don't think I'll be invited back again this year. But basically, if you are interested in the number, there's Ed Edmonds, and the number is 970-351-0100. That's 970-351-0100, and that's for the speaking when I'm going to be there.
All right, well, have a good morning, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and thanks so much.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, I tell them, well, I guess we're out of time. We're not going to have time for anything else, but we hope that the program is educational. Understand we are involved in a spiritual battle, and we are living in the most exciting, dangerous, frightening time in history, and yet we, if you have faith in the Lord, He will see you through the difficult times, and the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to die and go to be with Him, and that, of course, is our promise. That indeed is our hope. Well, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah.